Valentine locked eyes with one victim still alive, atop a magnificent body bleeding at the tight bonds around his chest. The man was crying, but had exhausted his tears. Flies clustered at the raw sores where the rope cut into him. Crows and vultures feasted on what was left of the man just to the left of him, and the one to the right had fallen apart, only the upper half of the skeletal structure remaining attached to the tree. To their credit, the Haitians did not wait for orders. The truck stopped, and men left their places in the column and rushed, knives in hand, to cut those still living free.
Get out of here!
Valentine kicked a bloated vulture out of the way and walked up the turnoff leading to the station. The vulture paused in the shade of a white-painted sign reading, Azuca Erdvargas. The Spanish word for sugar was peeling, but beneath the stenciled letters of Vargas's name were several layers of old primer. Valentine looked down the cane-flanked lane. A cluster of wooden buildings stood between two sets of high bamboo fence at the end of an unshaded gravel road. Valentine guessed them to be separate housing for the men and women of the plantation. Sugarcane stretched out to either side of the road, which was built up high enough to give a commanding view of the fields for miles. Cast aside at the gates of the establishment, like litter thrown along a highway, were more corpses, long since rotted into a jumble of bones. Valentine saw a rat scuttle for cover among the bones.
My David?
Anka appeared at his arm, showing his uncanny sense of knowing when he was wanted.
I see a truck back there. Get your grogs together and post with his marines. Take whatever we need, animals, weapons, the truck if it'll move, and some sugar. We're gonna burn this place to the ground. Anyone carrying a gun or whip, you shoot.
Valentine turned on his heel and went to Post's battle truck. Post was helping carry one of the plantation hands to shade.
Will, we're gonna burn this place.
He thought briefly of Duvalier and her various tales of arson in the KZ. She had been right. There were atrocities that only burning would cleanse. This was one of them.
I want it to look like it was never here, just a bare spot on the ground. Understand?
Post pressed a canteen into the hands of the newly freed man. He stood, jaw set, stinking blood and pus from the peon spattered on his shirt front.
Yes, sir.
Sailors and Marines readied their weapons. Valentine chambered around in his PPD and hopped up on the front bumper, holding on to the German logo on the grillwork. The driver revved the engine and turned from the line of torture palms to the station road. The truck roared down the lane, fast enough to kick up dust. A figure or two appeared in the doorway of the main building, rifles in their hands. The principal building of the plantation was a two-story brick house, encircled by a wide shaded veranda. Post loosed a burst from a machine gun, and the men ran. Sharp rifle cracks brought them down, the fall of their bodies kicking up puffs of dust from the gravel surrounding the main house. The truck braked before the house. Valentine released his grip, letting the final momentum of the aged Benz throw him forward. Valentine followed his gun barrel through the double doors. A man in a uniform similar to the ones he saw at San Juan stood at a glassless window, gaping at the men dismounting from the truck. He threw his hands forward, palms out, as if hoping to halt the men by body language. Valentine cut him down with a burst from the PPD. The old, awful thrill ran through his body as he smelled the gun smoke and the man's blood. Valentine walked into the kitchen and looked out the open back door. A woman in white rags ran, carrying a baby in her arms, a naked boy alongside her. He ignored her. He passed through an empty dining room and into an office. An electric fan whirred atop a paper-strewn desk. One window was shuttered and the other window stood open. Valentine looked around. A smashed gun cabinet showed an empty bracket between two shotguns. Whoever occupied the office hadn't had time to get the key. Or to get his footwear, Valentine noted, seeing a set of high military-style boots by the door.